Yeah, and don't make your HVAC work harder than it needs to, right? It's kind of the topic of today's conversation. Dan Raisby joins us now, HVAC manager at manager. Boy, it's a Monday for me, Dan. I don't know if it is for you as well. You're from Apt Electronics. Thanks for hopping on with us, my friend.
Thank you guys very much for having me on.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate it.
I fired up the furnace middle of the night last night. I woke up. I'm like, oh no, it's like 38 degrees outside. It's like 62 in here. Luckily, mine popped on. Seems to be working fine. But are you getting a lot of calls this time of year of people going, uh-oh, something's not right?
Yeah, actually, this is the time a lot of people kind of forget about the stuff and temperatures here because, you know, the way Chicago is, it flips pretty quick. And before you know it, we're using the furnaces and a lot of people are calling in. Stuff's not working. Maybe they're setting up maintenance. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with this stuff right now.
What are some warning signs that maybe their furnace worked right now, but that it may not work for much longer? Are there warning signs, or do these things just kind of putz out after a certain point?
I think anytime somebody's, you know, homeowners who are paying attention to the controller, I think a lot of people kind of know when something's not right. If something doesn't seem right, it's probably better to get a maintenance done. Have somebody come and check it out before it turns into like a major issue.
How long does the average HVAC system last? I know that's a broad question.
Yeah, usually, all the newer stuff, even the last 10 years, has come with a 10-year manufacturer. I'd say most things are going to last, you know, depending on the, you know, what brand you're buying, you're going to get about 15 years out of a system.
15 years. Is there things that we can be doing? Should we be cleaning it out every year? Should we be calling someone to stop on by to elongate the life of our systems?
Yeah, the better you maintain it, the longer it's going to last. A lot of times, too, what we see when we come out, you know, for breakdowns and demand calls, a lot of it is going to be maintenance related stuff. You know, a lot of times people kind of forget about maintenance, but it is really important. Some of the small things that, you know, people might think aren't a big deal can turn into huge things over time. So maintenance is something that really should be done on these units every year. And most of the units that we're working on, even though it's your furnace, it's really getting used all year because you're using it for air conditioning too. So they get a lot of use. They got beat up a lot and they really do need to be maintained.
I got to admit, when we all chatted in the at the United Center at a Blackhawks game, I was chatting with Apt about not only the HVACs, garages. There's a lot of things that you guys do at Apt Electronics that I don't think people under or may not know that you do. I think the big flashy TVs and the new tech gets a lot of the press or gets a lot of the wows at the amazing storefront, the store that you have up there. But you guys do a lot in the home life stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been there. We've been doing like the home services for over 15 years. We have heating, air conditioning. We have a full plumbing, you know, division. We do all the different kinds of plumbing stuff, drain rotting, water heaters. We have generator installers, electricians. We'll do some renovation stuff. We do garage flooring, epoxy flooring. We do garage doors. We're getting into a lot of different stuff, and you know, it's like a seems like kind of more of a slow build for us with this stuff because I think a lot of people just kind of assume that we're an appliance company, but a lot of these things we do at a really high level.
Do you is the technology for HVACs getting a lot better? Like if I've got one from 10 years ago and maybe I'm going to wait a little longer to see its lifespan span out, but if I'm buying a new one soon, have we really improved in the last 10 or 15 years on this technology?
Yeah, I mean, over the last 10 or 15 years, a lot of the stuff has gone way up. I mean, the efficiency levels of a furnace now, you can get you could even get a 99% efficient furnace they make now. So that's a lot more efficient than it used to be. The biggest thing we've seen over like the last 5 years is for heat pumps, those have gone like the technology for that has kind of gone way up. And those are something that, you know, we used to say in the Midwest, like, hey, this is more for people down south because they won't really heat anything in the wintertime, but now we're at a point where some of these units will give you a full heat down to 22 below zero. So that's pretty good. So that's probably the biggest thing that's really made a big advancement.
I bet I've said heat pump a bunch of times on the station. I'm not exactly sure what it is. Can you explain it in like 30 seconds, like I'm 10 years old, what a heat pump is versus an HVAC?
Absolutely. I got a really easy way of explaining it. And basically, an air conditioner, everybody kind of knows what that is. It's basically taking the heat, you know, out of your home through the coil in the house and dumping it outside. A heat pump is exactly the same thing, except for it has a valve that reverses that flow. So it's basically taking heat from outside and dumping it in the house. And it's pretty efficient at it. I mean, you're getting heat. It's pulling heat even from outside when it's, you know, 0 degrees.
I was going to say,
zero, so you're getting a lot.
Yeah, yeah, you're using it in the winter. So it's finding heat or extracting the heat even from stuff that we wouldn't call hot.
Right. Yeah. And that's a lot of those, things, when you look at performance graphs, that's why I say the technology is advanced. It used to be anything below 40 degrees, you weren't going to be able to pull much heat out of the outside. But the way that they work now, you're able to get heat all the way down to negative 22.
Wow. I mean, we get there sometimes, I will say. Not too often, but yeah, but it happens in our area. Okay, before we let you go, you wanted to mention about these tax credits that people have been able to take advantage of. It may not be around for too much longer, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the Chicago market, we sell a lot of 97% efficient furnaces. It's our best seller. You know, it's really worth it for people to buy those here because of the amount of time you're using the heater and how much energy you could save by using them. And the end of this year is going to basically be the end of that tax credit. It's not going to extend on to next year. So it's a, $600 credit, on anything 97%. It's from now until the end of the year, so that's something that's kind of important that people should definitely be looking to take advantage of before it's gone.
$600? That makes it worth it to get it if you're going to get it anyway soon. Might as well act now at that. And that's 97% and above. You got a bunch of units like that at app.com, and people can visit you guys up at 1200 North Milwaukee in Glenview, yeah?
Absolutely, and we could also pair those with the utility rebates. Those go on top of that, so that's, you know, there's a little bit more savings with that. So, I mean, between those two, it's definitely worth looking at it.
That's great. Dan, we appreciate your time. HVAC manager at Apt Electronics. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you very much.